This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is some scooter news to tell you about. Lime, the biggest scooter sharing company in the world, is leaving 12 cities, Atlanta, Phoenix, and San Diego among them, and it's laying off about 14% of its workforce. 100 people are going to lose their jobs. Bird, Scoot, Lyft, and Skip, those would be other scooter companies if you're not up on it, have also downsized over the past year or so, part of efforts to actually turn profit. So, Marketplace's Megan McCarty Carino set off today to answer this question. Have we perhaps come to the end of the era of big scooter?
Just a couple years ago, shared electric scooters zoomed onto the scene at 15 miles an hour with a lot of hype.
In dozens of cities, the electric scooter has taken off.
But soon sidewalks and streets were flooded with thousands of them.
California-based startup has grown to being worth over $2 billion in less than 6 months.
The massive valuations, the claims of saving the planet, the new companies jumping on the scooter wagon nearly every week. It was all a bit much, says Sam Abu El Samed, an analyst with Navigant Research.
We're absolutely at an inflection point with this.
He says the rocky IPOs of Uber and Lyft last year were a wake-up call that profitability still matters, and scooter rentals are estimated to lose about 10 cents per mile, largely due to the high cost to charge and replace the scooters when they're broken or lost.
Anybody can pick one up and carry it off and toss it into a river, as we've seen happen many times.
Vandalism notwithstanding, he says, costs should go down as companies develop more durable scooters with swappable batteries. But they'll also need to expand their ridership beyond hardcore well-off fans, says Susan Shaheen, an expert on transportation innovation at UC Berkeley.
It's a certain type of individual who has those resources and means.
But it's hard for scooters to compete for more price-sensitive consumers when options like transit or even car use are heavily subsidized by taxpayer dollars. And according to Juan Matute at UCLA, the markets Lime is pulling out of are evidence of a physical obstacle to widespread scooter adoption. They're all Sunbelt cities that revolve around cars.
That makes integrating bikes, scooters, and other lower-speed mobility options very challenging.
Without bike lanes or a really big sidewalk, scooters could get squeezed out. I'm Megan McCarty Carino for Marketplace.